Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with the number 3, the thirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of NTU, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. The foundation, NTUF, no, what is it? What's the foundation website? Pete, I forget.
Oh, NTU.org/foundation.
There you go, NTU.org/foundation. You can go there and help them with that. Pete is just returned, folks, from Australia at the World Taxpayers Conference. He was giving us a report in the previous segment about what was going on there and the fact that there are hundreds of countries from around the world who are concerned about their tax bills and trying to reform them. And I want to talk about the flat tax in a minute, but before we do, I want to go back to finish the report on Australia. You know, Pete, in the United States, we get overzealous IRS agents in audits and things like that. But one of the most egregious things that I've seen around here in the United States is where they think a company is doing something funny with their cash, and they'll just clean out their bank account and hold and keep their money for months, maybe years. And even when the judge says, you did this wrong, give them their money back, they have the chutzpah to turn to the business owner and say, how about half? Negotiate to give them back. Now there's new laws, I think, that kind of tamp that down a little bit. But those are real confiscatory practices that we have. Say that three times real fast, folks. That we have in this country, but you were telling us about something similar in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. And fortunately, the Taxpayer First Act, H.R. 1957 here, has just passed the House of Representatives that would clamp down on this practice of the IRS hounding cash-intensive businesses. But there in Australia, Ken Phillips was telling us on our panel about how the taxation office is trying to manipulate the law in its favor in what's called the tribunal process. This is supposed to be sort of alternative dispute resolution where a small business owner can contest a tax bill without having to pay a bunch of attorneys and go through the court process. Well, the Australian Taxation Office is saying, okay, we get to name the mediator, we get to keep collecting the tax while it's in dispute, and we get to keep charging up penalties and interest. Heaven help you if you lose. Well, that's not the intent of this new law. And when the tax collector gets to write all the rules for an appeals process, the taxpayer doesn't stand a chance. Again, common issues. And when Ken was explaining this, a guy from India piped up from his taxpayer group saying, this is exactly the situation we face. A Japanese taxpayer group representative said, yes, small businesses are at the tip of the spear when it comes to tax collecting. So this experience is almost universal. And so we decided then and there that we are going to form a tax administration working group where we are going to concentrate solely not on the issues of tax policy, but on issues of tax administration, the experience that small business owners especially have at the hands of tax collectors.
Folks, this is why we have people like Pete, the kind of leaders in there, and obviously, as you heard him say, he has kindred spirits all over the country, all over the world, and they're focusing on these things because, Pete, as you know, and I know you believe this, and as I've been saying now for 21 and a half years, whatever is good for small business is good for the world. And when governments don't get that, they do it to the peril of the sustainability of that country, in my opinion.
Yes, and the prosperity of its people. I mean, This is how people, especially in developing countries, get out of the poverty trap. And if governments make that difficult, well, they're going to stay in that trap.
Right.
And governments themselves end up not benefiting
right.
because they're not getting the revenues from a growing economy. So it's
another
in their best
thing,
interest.
Another thing you alluded to earlier, I want to change subjects just a little bit in the last couple of minutes here, Pete, that you alluded to earlier was a flat tax movement around the world. Italy is recently voted on a flat tax, haven't they?
Yes, indeed they have. And what we saw really was a retrenchment. I mean, right after the Soviet Union fell, a lot of the former Soviet satellites actually adopted flat taxes. The Baltic countries,
Georgia, Latvia,
and Estonia.
Yep.
Yes, yes, exactly. And Georgia, by the way, formed one of the best small business tax advocacy offices in the world.
I met those guys.
Yes, they're very sharp people. And some of the Asian countries.
So
like
do you see a flat tax? Could a flat tax movement catch on, you think?
Quite possibly. I think some of it is built around simplicity. That's attractive. Another attractive feature is that in many countries, it's less corrupt. When you have a very simple system with one rate that everybody pays, a simple deduction, suddenly it becomes much more difficult for politicians to
manipulate it. It doesn't require, in the United States, it doesn't require change of the Constitution, which a value-added tax would, a national sales tax would require changing the Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Now, obviously, there are good
Pete,
and bad
hold on,
features
hold on,
of
Pete,
both.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We'll come back.
Okay.
I'm going to talk. Get Pete to give us continue that thought and give us a report on where things are in the United States with regard to tax reform. 10 tips, and this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.